Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for October 7th, 2011.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
The magnetosphere of Mercury is really interesting to all of us who study space environments of planets.
If these lavas were erupted in the United States, they would cover almost 60% of the continental U.S.
What formation process could have made Mercury have such a different composition than the other terrestrial planets?
This week, a very special podcast based on brand new research from the Messenger spacecraft now in orbit around the planet Mercury. Recently, seven new studies appeared in the journal Science based on new research from the Messenger spacecraft. And we'll be reporting on four of those seven research papers. To start things off, Suzanne tells us about the strange origins of the innermost planet.
Mercury is a tiny planet with a huge iron core compared with the other inner planets. Patrick Poplawski is a research scientist at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory.
And this is a bit of a puzzling challenge because you have to ask yourself, what formation process could have made Mercury have such a different composition than the other terrestrial planets?
It was thought that Mercury started out like the other planets, and then a catastrophe, maybe a meteor impact, stripped away its outer layers. But a discovery made by the Messenger spacecraft has blasted that theory out of the sky. Messenger's gamma-ray spectrometer found large amounts of potassium on Mercury, an element that wouldn't survive that catastrophic scenario. The scientists now suspect that the planet formed from material similar to that found in iron-rich meteors. But why Mercury formed so differently from the other rocky planets is a mystery.
Thanks, Suzanne. Scientists have long known that the planet Mercury is the only other rocky planet with a magnetic field like Earth's. And as on Earth, the magnetic field is weakest at the poles. The poles of both planets are therefore vulnerable to ionized particles from space and the sun. And while on Earth, a thick atmosphere protects the surface from most of these particles and also produces the beautiful aurora, Mercury has almost no atmosphere, so its poles get bombarded. Thomas Zurbuchen is a space science and engineering professor at the University of Michigan. He studies the magnetosphere, or magnetic field, of Mercury, along with the elements that make up its thin exosphere.
The magnetosphere of Mercury is really interesting to all of us who study space environments of planets. It's a magnetosphere that sees 10 to 11 times the radiation from the sun the Earth sees, and it also sees all these energetic particles, the solar winds and eruptions from the sun that really singe the planet from a day-to-day basis. And in fact, under certain circumstances, can knock off or sputter particles.
Zurbuchen's team designed an instrument called the Fast Imaging Plasma Spectrometer, or FIPS, now flying aboard the Messenger spacecraft, the first spacecraft to orbit Mercury. As Messenger passes over Mercury's north pole, FIPS is seeing a large spike in sodium and other atoms that have been knocked off the surface.
Because of our FIPS data, we now know that surface sputtering, knocking off particles from the surface, is one of the most important parts and processes of actually populating the space environment. We did not know that before.
And while the sputtering is greatest at the poles, he says it happens to some extent planet-wide. Therefore, FIPS will help the Messenger science team learn about the composition of Mercury's surface by sampling sputtered particles all over the planet. Next, Suzanne tells us about the discovery of a new feature on Mercury never seen elsewhere in the solar system.
Bright areas on Mercury seen by earlier visits there were thought to be just some light-colored mineral. But now the Messenger spacecraft has taken a closer look. David Blewett is a planetary scientist at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory. He and his colleagues report that high-resolution images reveal that the bright material is made of many small depressions.
Small pits in the ground that have kind of flat floors, they're sort of generally rounded, and they have bright interiors and sometimes bright halos around them.
The features needed a new name, so the team called them hollows. They don't yet know what produces them, but their best guess is that there is some sort of volatile material in Mercury's crust that boils off, leaving the hollows behind.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, compared to other rocky planets, Mercury is fairly quiet. No winds sculpt its surface, no flowing water carves channels, and no volcanoes spew lava. But according to planetary geologist James Head at Brown University, the planet was very different billions of years ago. Head is on the science team for MESSENGER. He says that new evidence from MESSENGER suggests that back then, lava did flow over vast areas of the planet, leaving volcanic plains that can still be seen today.
If these lavas were erupted in the United States, they would cover almost 60% of the continental U.S.
MESSENGER is flying sufficiently low over the northern plains to gather detailed images of the surface. They show that the lava was deep enough to cover enormous impact craters, just as heavy snow here on Earth will show humps where cars and shrubs lie buried underneath. The lava flows show the faint outlines of these ancient craters.
The smooth volcanic deposits are really thick. Study of the size of buried ghost craters in these deposits shows that the lavas are locally as thick as 2 kilometers. If you imagine standing at the base of the Washington Monument, the top of the lavas would be something like 12 Washington Monuments above you.
But Head says they haven't found shield and cone volcanoes to account for the massive lava flow. Instead, he says the lava came from long vents in Mercury's surface.
These huge vents, measuring up to 25 kilometers in length, appear to be the source of tremendous volumes of very hot lava that have rushed out over the surface of Mercury and actually eroded the substrate, carving valleys and creating the teardrop-shaped ridges in the underlying terrain.
Similar vents once existed in what is now the northwestern United States, where the remains of huge lava flows from the Columbia River Basin millions of years ago are still visible today. Well, that's all we have for you this time from the Science Update podcast. Tune in next time when we'll have more news from the world of science. Till then, tune into our Science Update podcast daily edition, Monday through Friday. You can find it at scienceupdate.com. And also follow us on Facebook or on Twitter. And if you have a science question, call it in to 1-800-WHY-IS-IT or email us from the scienceupdate.com website. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.